Sunday Tama Talk.
Good morning, all. Happy New Year to each and every one of you. We're here for another Sunday morning Tama Talk with Dr. Pratrajan Wisit, the Venerable Abbot of Wat Lung Po So Thammakayaram, in Dumnan Sarawak District of Ratri Province, Thailand. I'm your interviewer, Prakru Bhadika Dr. Bartanyana Thiro from the United States. Dr. Pratrajan Wisit is one of Thailand's most widely renowned meditation masters and Buddhist scholars. He's dedicated to energizing Buddhism with equal emphasis on scripture study and meditation practice. He's led Wat Lung Po So to become a recognized center of excellence at the provincial, regional, national, and global levels. The Wat now serves as the national coordinating center for provincial meditation institutes throughout Thailand. And internationally, it also serves as an associated institution of the World Buddhist University. Welcome, Dr. Pratrajan Wisit. This is our 19th Sunday Tama Talk, starting a whole new year. Last time we discussed future development, examining the fruitful harvests eventually forthcoming from meritorious actions, speech, and intentions in the present. Today we'll begin an entirely new series on highest blessings that will last well into the new year. First, however, could you please review briefly what we covered last time?
Good morning and Happy New Year, ladies and gentlemen. Good actions in the present lead to future rebirth into happy worlds. Bad actions lead to rebirth in suffering worlds. Beyond this, Lord Buddha cited four current virtues that promote future spiritual welfare. They are being endowed with faith, sattha, morality, sila, and generosity, jagha, and wisdom, panya. Faith, or sattha, requires knowing whom and what to believe. We should esteem those with good conduct or proper actions, speech, and intentions based on morality, sila, concentration, samadhi, and wisdom, panya. The right beliefs to hold determinedly are those which clearly lead to beneficial results, such as Lord Buddha's teachings. Firm faith in good people and right teachings act like a lamp lighting the way to a peacefully happy life with success and prosperity, drawing ever closer to the ultimate fruit of Nibbana. Moral behavior, sila, following the five precepts, protects us from violating others and their life, property, spouse, or reputation. It also protects us from violating ourselves and causing ourselves disaster. We avoid bad occupation, actions, speech, and intentions, and foster positive ways of living by staying always acutely alert and mindful every minute of every day. Good intentions lead to peaceful, orderly speech and actions, and ultimately culminate in transcendence and insight. Generosity, or sacrifice, or jagha, is, first, amisadana, donating one's property to help others live happily and gain release from suffering. Second, it can be sharing ultimately correct advice or teachings, dhammadana, to help others practice right occupation, right action, and right speech. Third, the supreme sacrifice is offering forgiveness, abhayadana, with loving kindness and compassion to help others release themselves from bad conduct and develop the right wisdom and right practice. to get rid of passions and cravings. Finally, right wisdom or panya, stemming from vipassana or insight, will lead in the future to release from the cause of suffering. So, in conclusion, these four virtues being endowed with faith, moral conduct, generosity, and right wisdom, light the way to future spiritual development and ultimate attainment of the fruit of Nibbana.
Now let us turn to highest blessings. What exactly is meant by highest blessings, and how did this issue arise?
Today, we begin to study Lord Buddha's Mangala Sutta, which is usually translated as the Discourse on Life's Highest Blessings. It is one of the most popular of all Buddhist teachings because it outlines concisely and constructively 38 of life's most important lessons in 10 profound verses. The issue arose as a discussion among angels as to what were the greatest lucky signs or fortunate omens. The discussion swelled to higher and higher levels of heaven. Finally, Celestial King Sakka advised that only Lord Buddha could resolve this issue. Thus, a high-level heavenly messenger came down to Jetagraha near Savatthi and posed the question in verse. Lord Buddha responded in verse with the Mangala Sutta. The genius of his response was in recognizing that good fortune derives not from good luck, but from appropriate behavior based on right wisdom. It is the practice of Dhamma that is truly auspicious. Thus, the translation of the Sutta as blessing reflects the way the question was asked more than Lord Buddha's reinterpretation and true and sound lessons on beneficial behavior. Current Bali and Thai dictionaries, which have been influenced by these teachings, define the word mangala to mean causes of progress or success or rejoicing. Here is the question as posed by the celestial messenger. Bahu deva manusa cha mangkalani acintayung akankhamana sothanang paruhi mangkalamuttamanti. Many angels and men have pondered auspicious omens, wishing for blessing. Please tell us the most auspicious signs.
Thank you, Venerable Sir. Now, which of these lessons will we study today?
Today, we shall take the first of the 10 verses. The verses is 4 lines, containing 3 teachings and the refrain as follows. Asevana ca phalanang panditanang ca sevana pucha ca puchaniyanang etam mangkalamuttamanti. Avoid fools, seek the wise, honor the worthy. This is most auspicious, meaning most beneficial.
Avoid fools, seek the wise, and honor the worthy. Why is the advice to avoid fools so important?
The advice is literally to avoid associating with fools. The word to associate with means to get close to be intimate with, to share ideas with, to sponsor each other, or to lead life together. It does not include just knowing each other casually in society. The word fools includes both those who wander uselessly, not knowing right and wrong, and those who behave overtly wickedly, based on erroneous beliefs. Lord Buddha advises avoiding both, because they lead their lives without right wisdom. Thus, the fool continually choose wrong action, wrong speech, and wrong livelihood based on wrong intentions. As the Dhammapada says, mind proceeds all means states. Mind is their chief. They are all my rot. If with an impure mind one speaks or acts, suffering follows one like the wheel that follows the foot of the ox. Mind precedes all mental states. Mind is their chief. They are all my rot. If with a pure mind one speaks or acts, happiness follows one, like one's never departing shadow. Any person with wrong intentions will repeatedly undertake inappropriate actions, speech, and occupational initiatives, which will inevitably result in difficulties, problems, misfortune, or suffering, either great or small, affecting both the fool and associates. Fools exhibit their three kinds of seriously wrong actions in their daily life and occupations. First, intentionally killing living beings. Second, stealing, cheating, or practicing corruption. And third, sexual adultery. Fools also display four kinds of improper speech. First, telling lies. Second, rude, abuse speech. Third, agitation to break up group unity. And fourth, damaging speech, such as wrong advice or gossip. Mentally, fools reveal intentions based on the three root passions, greed, hatred, and delusion. Finally, fools are often characterized by taking intoxicants, such as alcohol and drugs, which dull moral restraint and lead to integrated sensual excesses, often termed the road to ruin or highway to hell. Because of their wrong actions, speech, and thoughts, fools meet with continual obstacles and problems. Dangers and accidents are always imminent. These difficulties will engulf both the fools and the associates. Thus, Lord Buddha advised us to avoid fools. In a previous lifetime, as an austere hermit named Akita, Lord Buddha was offered the granting of any wish by celestial King Sakka. He wished, "O Sakka, I do not want to see a fool. I do not want to hear the speech of a fool. I do not want to associate with a fool. I do not want to speak with a fool. A fool can lead one to do evil deeds. A fool becomes angry even though others speak kindly to him. Nobody can guess his attitude. He observes no precepts. There is no auspiciousness in seeing a fool. May I see the wise. May I hear the speech of the wise. May I associate with the wise. May I be pleased with the wise. A wise man can lead to welfare. He will never urge one to do an evil deed. Everybody can guess his attitude easily. He can easily understand and reasoning of others. I want to associate with such a wise man because he will observe the precepts."
What about Lord Buddha's advice to seek out the wise?
None of the problems cited above afflict the wise. Pandit knows right or wrong and observe precepts. They never do anything wrong, always thinking, speaking, and acting advantageously, and always give only good advice. Thus, they and their associates lead peacefully happy lives, free from problems, dangers, and disasters. This can be considered a supreme blessing. In leading our own lives, we must look for the bandit within, as well as bandit outside. We must be always extremely mindful and alert and careful to control our own foolish or wicked impulses.
And finally, please explain the advice to honor the worthy.
The word used here is puja, meaning to revere. This advice means to honor those who deserve such reverence because they have attained transcendence or enlightenment. This means arahant, who teach the right path to peacefully happy life. Lord Buddha notes elsewhere that the proper way to honor such teachers is not just with ceremony or good offerings such as flowers, candles, and joysticks, but by appreciating and following their teachings and examples. It is the three gems which especially deserve such reverence. So, in conclusion, Lord Buddha has taught us to avoid fools, seek out the wise, and honor the worthy. This is most auspicious.
Thank you, Venerable Dr. Pratraj Jnanwisit. You've taught us a lot. Now I would like to ask you to lead us in a few moments of meditation.
Today, we will begin by requesting the five precepts first, and then continue on to meditation.
Mayang kwante wising wusung rakanataya de saranena saha banja silani yajama tutiyambi mayang kwante wisung wisung rakanataya de saranena saha banja silani yajama datiyambi mayang kwante wisung wisung rakanataya De saranena saha banja silani yajama.
Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa. Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa. Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa.
Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa. Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa. Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa.
Buddhang saranang kacchami.
Buddhang saranang kacchami.
Dhammang saranang kacchami.
Dhammang saranang kacchami.
Sanghang saranang kacchami.
Sanghang saranang kacchami.
Tutiyampi buddhang saranang kacchami.
Tutiyampi buddhang saranang kacchami.
Tutiyampi dhammang saranang kacchami.
Tutiyampi dhammang saranang kacchami.
Tutiyampi sanghang saranang kacchami.
Tutiyampi sanghang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi buddhang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi buddhang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi dhammang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi dhammang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi sanghang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi dhammang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi sanghang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi sanghang saranang kacchami.
Panatipata veramani sikha padang samadhiyami.
Panatipata veramani sikha padang samadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from destroying living creatures.
Atinatana veramani sikha padang samadhiyami.
Atinatana veramani sikha padang samadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from taking that which is not given.
Kamesu micchācāra veramani sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi.
Kamesu micchācāra veramani sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. I undertake the precept to refrain from unlawful sexual activity.
Musavata veramani sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi.
Musavata veramani sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. I undertake the precept to refrain from incorrect speech.
สุราเมรยะมัชฌะปมาทัฏฐานาเวรมณีสิกขาปดังสมาธิยามิ
สุราเมรยะมัชฌะปมาทัฏฐานาเวรมณีสิกขาปทังสมาธิยามิ I undertake the precept to refrain from intoxicating drinks and drugs which lead to carelessness
อิมานิปัญจสิกขาปทานิสีเลนะสุขติงยันตี
สาธุ
สีเลนะโภคสัมปทา
สาธุ
สีเลนะนิพพุติงยันตีตัสสมาสีลังวิโสทะเย
สาธุ
Prostrate 3 times to the Buddha statue if available. Now we begin meditation.We sit upright in a regular meditation posture, cross-legged as seen in some Buddha images, with the right leg resting upon the left, the right hand rests on the left, palm turned upwards, with the right index finger just touching the left thumb. The body is straight and the mind is fully alert. Take a deep breath andRelax the body until you feel comfortable. Close your eyelids lightly. Do not press them. We use two aids, a mantra, Samma Arahang, and an object of visualization, a bright, clear, luminous sphere called the Aloka Kasinja, or light object. Using these aids, we draw the mind inward to the center of the body.And the mind, components of vision, memory, thought, and awareness, come together into oneness. Imagine a bright, clear, luminous sphere located at the center of the body, 2 inches or 5 centimeters above the navel. Rest your mind inside the sphere and repeat Samma Arahang, Samma Arahang.Samma Arahang continually and mindfully. Look for the pinpoint of bright light at the center of the center. Focus your mind there. Stop still. When the mind stops perfectly still at the center of the center expands itself and becomes a new sphere. Place your mind gently inside the new sphere.Look for the pinpoint of bright light at the center of the center. Place your mind there. Stop still. Eventually, a bright, clear sphere will arise. This is the Dhamma sphere. Do not be overjoyed. Keep your mind calm and equanimity. Hold the mind still and stop repeating Samma Arahang. Just concentrate at the center of Dhamma sphere.This is your own nucleus, which gives rise to this body and this mind. You choose experience, the greatest happiness you have ever known, not the happiness based on an external object, but happiness arising from within. Due to being fully pure from the 5 hindrances, continue meditating as before by stopping still at the center of the center.Of the Dhamma sphere. When the concentration is just right, the sphere after sphere pops up by itself from the center. Each one inside the previous one, the spheres of sila or moral behavior, samadhi or concentration, panya or wisdom, vimutti or transcendence.And Vimuttiyan Tatsana, or insight, appear one after the next. Enter each sphere successively and focus your mind still at the pinpoint of the bright light or hollow spot at the center. When the mind stops still, a new sphere emerges. When you reach the insight sphere, you continue in the same way, stopping still at the center. Again,The center expands itself, but this time, instead of a new sphere, you see your own refined human body, sitting cross-legged in meditating position, facing the same direction as you are facing. Don't be startled. Just keep observing. It looks very much like yourself. It has your own face, but it is brighter, purer, and more radiant. It may even be crystal clear. Take your time to make the body and its pedestal bright and clear. When you feel comfortable with the refined human body, place your mind gently inside the refined human body. Expand to feel the whole body. Feel the body from the inside. Feel the arms, feel the legs, feel the head and the toes. Say to yourself, I am the refined human body. I have become the refined human body. I have the refined human mentality. When you feel comfortable inside the refined human body, place your mind gently inside the sphere at the center of the refined human body. Focus on the pinpoint of the bright light at the center of the center. The center expands itself, and you see your celestial body. For those who reach this state of mind, go on with the same procedure. As larger and larger, more and more radiant bodies appear, becomes each more refined body, one by one, until you reach Dhammakaya. Dhammakaya looks like a transparent Buddha statue, very radiant, very pure. The Buddha statue, sitting cross-legged, is about 9 meters in height and width. Become Dhammakaya fully, right away. And now let us share all of the merit that we have made in this meditation and previously together, with all of our loving kindness, with all beings everywhere throughout the universe. We share with our parents, our grandparents, our family, our teachers, and our friends. We share with our king and our queen, and the whole royal family. May Lord Buddha bless all of us to lead a peaceful, happy life, free from suffering, free from problems, and free from enmity. And may this meditation help to bring us closer to transcendence and nirvana. And now, we come slowly out of meditation and open the eyes.
Thank you very much, Dr. Pratrajhan Wisit. We reverently appreciate your excellent meditation instruction.
May Lord Buddha bless all of you. We would like to invite you all to join us for meditation at Wat Longpa Sut any Sunday. Our bus leaves from Watsakit, the Golden Mount Temple, at 7 o'clock every Sunday morning. I lead morning chanting and meditation for all, beginning at 9:30, and Prabhat conducts an afternoon meditation session in English from 12 to 2 p.m. Please come join us. For details, please see our English websites at www.meditationpark.org or en.dhammakaya.org or our Thai website at dhammakaya.org.
Sunday Dhamma Talk.